Hallelujah. We have sung a song of triumph in this post-Easter period, and that is a course set for us by our Lord himself. We continue, now dear friends, with this chapter from 1 Timothy, a welcome and necessary message for those indeed who are about to receive calls and placement. And I wish I could join the class and go out again. St. Paul has words to Timothy which have a flavor of the first century, and possibly the 20th century is not so different from the first century, according to the words of St. Paul. And we will read parts of this chapter with introduction. He relates how the ministry came to him according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. This is what God has given to him, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. With this, St. Paul enters the ministry. Me, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, and I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. He was a Pharisee and an enemy of Christ and of the Christians. In his ignorance and unbelief, but the Lord stopped him and put him into the ministry. Perhaps in the 20th century, there are many who can say something like this too. If not actively in persecution, but sometimes a blasphemer and injurious. And it is a discipline, a harness, which we accept in the kingdom of God, as St. Paul accepts and enjoins upon Timothy also. Now he speaks of himself as one who was made indeed a pattern to be followed. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. What a lesson it is for us that when we come into the ministry, the Lord in his longsuffering, may he bear with us and make us to some extent a pattern for those who shall come to faith. These words of St. Paul to Timothy are not popular today. When ministers gather, they like to speak something like the ecumenical texts from Ephesians or from elsewhere. But nowhere where there is an encouragement to be faithful to that which was given to us as the charge, St. Paul gives a charge to Timothy. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. What words those are! Certainly exhortation to faithfulness to that which has been imparted to us, that we might do the work of God in his kingdom. St. Paul writes to Timothy that he is leaving him at Ephesus. He's asking him to remain at Ephesus. There had been much trouble in Ephesus. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrines. He writes this from Laodicea, and perhaps we see the flavor of Laodicea still further. Laodicea was to receive a letter later from John in which they are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, and I will spew thee out of my mouth. From Laodicea, this message comes. Perhaps Ephesus was not much better, and if we look at the 20th century, we'll find that we are speaking of the same things. Charge them that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies. And in the 20th century, we add scientific theories, which minister questions rather than godly edifying. Edifying which is in the faith. So do teach them the Christian doctrines, and that they teach no other doctrines. He comes to a subject. Now, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. St. Paul says this elsewhere, love is the fulfilling of the law. There is indeed that, and the approach, a gospel approach in the apostle is present at all times, with a promise that is the promise that is there for all. The encouragement, faithfulness will have its rewards by all means. From which, however, some having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling. And if we look at theology today, indeed much vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. Let that not be said of our graduates here. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. St. Paul is always ready to go to the heights, to invoke the presence of God and the promise of the gospel. And so now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.